This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared a glimpse through social media on how Make in India is propelling India's economy onto the global stage. The thread said, Indian bicycles are becoming a global sensation, with exports surging to the UK, Germany and the Netherlands. This growth highlights India's rising influence in the international market. Made in Bihar boots are now part of the Russian army's gear, showcasing the unexpected global reach of the Indian products. This milestone reflects India's growing influence in international defense markets and the high quality of its manufacturing capabilities. Indian products dominated Amazon's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, highlighting their global appeal. This success story showcases the international demand for Made in India items and India's growing presence in global e-commerce markets. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The Union Budget will be presented on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. The book Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 1, which compiles 75 significant speeches from the first year of President Draupadi Murmu's tenure, will be released in New Delhi tomorrow. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will release the e-book in the presence of Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. The publication division has published this book. The book will be released in Hindi and English. In Oman, 9 people, including an Indian national, have been killed in an attack on the Al Bin Abi Talib Mosque in Muscat. The Indian embassy in Oman informed about the casualties on the social media platform X and also said that another Indian was injured in the gun attack last night. The 3 unidentified gunmen were killed on the spot during the exchange of fire with Omani security troops. Nearly 28 people of various nationalities, including security personnel, were injured in the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Muscat issued a security alert following the shooting. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A Comoros-flagged oil tanker has capsized off the coast of Oman, leaving all 16 crew members missing, including 13 Indian nationals and 3 Sri Lankans, according to Oman's Maritime Security Center. The incident was reported on Tuesday, a day after the vessel sank. The ship named Prestige Falcon remains submerged and inverted in the waters near Oman's industrial port of Duqm. Authorities have not confirmed whether the vessel has stabilized or if there are any oil leaks. In Bangladesh, clashes between Kota reformists and police, as well as the ruling Awami League party-affiliated student wing, Bangladesh Chhatra League, have erupted across the country, resulting in at least 6 deaths and numerous injuries over the past 2 days. 3 fatalities occurred in Chattogram, 2 in Dhaka and 1 in Rangpur district. The Kota movement began on 1st of July, initiated by students from different public universities, demanding the cancellation of a High Court order dated June 5, which instructed the Bangladesh government to reinstate a 30% job quota for descendants of freedom fighters of the 1971 Liberation War of Bangladesh. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and his companions, who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Tazia processions are being taken out to mark the occasion. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariona Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 in Sweden tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.